It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, there's trauma and aging and improper body mechanics. Boy, I sure know about that. Normal wear and tear. These things can all injure your spine, and damage to any part might possibly send you to an orthopod who then is going to either recommend or not back surgery. And how do you make that decision? It's a huge decision, and I've seen it go very, very well, and I've seen it go not quite as well. My guest is Dr. David Hanscom, and he is an orthopedic spinal surgeon. So, Dr. Hanscom, tell us a little bit about back surgery. First question that I'd like you to answer is, what is the most common sources of back pain that you typically see?
Well, I think back pain comes mostly from the muscles around the spine, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And there's a misnomer that disc degeneration causes back pain, bone spurs, arthritis. They actually have nothing to do with back pain at all. In fact, they've shown multiple studies that there's no connection between disc degeneration and back pain.
So when your discs are degenerated and or they're pushing into each other, the nerves getting pressed send out those pain signals.
Well, if you have leg pain or sciatica, as you well know, when a bone spur hits a nerve and causes pain down that nerve, then you have to solve it with surgery. For just non-specific back pain, there is not an operation that solves back pain.
So there's so many back surgeries done today, so many. What do you want people, the listeners, to consider before they decide if they have a surgeon who says, well, you know, maybe you need a laminectomy or maybe something a little bit less invasive or something more invasive? What do you want people to really take into consideration before they say yes?
Well, I want them just to think about it in fairly simple terms and look in terms of what's called structural problems versus non-structural problems. And a structural problem is if you have an identifiable lesion with a matching symptom, when you do the surgery works beautifully. And I'm a spine surgeon. I do a lot of spine surgery every year. So laminectomies, laminotomies that are done for leg pain, which relieve the pressure on the nerves, work beautifully. When you do surgery for just back pain and you don't know where the pain is coming from, the success rate is probably less than 30%. And what happens if you just go to, the analogy I like to use, if you go to the dentist with an infected, painful tooth and you take care of the tooth, the success rate is almost 100%. If you go to the dentist with mouth pain, but you don't know the source of the pain, and you start performing procedures, the success rate, of course, is very low. Right now, probably 60% of spine surgery should never be done. And I think, again, going back to the concept of structural versus non-structural is really key.
Okay, so, you know, obviously we would like to prevent, and as you talk structural, we'd like to worry about our mechanics and our kinematics and the way that we lift things and move things. And, you know, that's all good, and keeping our core as strong as possible and our backs. Learning technique is obviously going to be the best, but in some cases, you know, if you're past that point, or you're arthritic, or you have stenosis, or any of these other things. Minimally invasive, do you like vertebroplasties? Do you like a kyphoplasty? I mean, are there ways that people can look at less invasive things that are done? You know, some of these interventional radiologists are doing things now, aren't they?
Right. Well, for instance, kyphoplasties is for a different problem. In other words, if you have a fractured vertebrae, for instance, a compression fracture is similar to taking a loaf of bread and squishing it with your hands. So in that situation, what the cement does, it stabilizes the vertebrae so it can heal and can greatly diminish your pain while it's healing. That's different than non-specific back pain, which is just muscle, tendons, and ligaments. And a common surgery for back pain is what's called a fusion, where you weld the vertebrae together, or an artificial disc where you replace the disc. The problem is, again, we don't know which part of the spine the pain is coming from. And what's very perverse right now, there's hundreds of thousands of fusions being done in the country right now for back pain, but we don't know where the pain's coming from. So no, again, arthritis has not been connected with back pain. It's really a soft tissue pain.
Okay, so all of these things and all of the people coming to see back surgeons every single day, What is your best advice for hopefully avoiding the table, but if you did have to go, kind of your first line of defense?
Well, let's just talk about back pain for a second, which is a non-structural problem. What I recommend is so there's two parts of pain. There's the source of the pain, which can be structural or non-structural. Then your brain always receives the impulse. With repetition, your brain actually memorizes those pathways within about 3 to 4 months. Once you have a pain pathway in your brain, it's permanent. Pain pathways are always connected with anxiety and frustration, which are also pathways issues also. So the first thing we ask people to do before they make any decision about surgery is to calm down the nervous system, which means, first of all, getting sleep, working on stress management, medication adjustment, et cetera. In other words, you want to take care of all the variables that can affect pain without surgery before you make any surgical decision.
That makes a lot of sense because I'll let you give that example, but that makes a lot of sense because stress and anxiety and things cause you to, you know, the psychological stress causes physiological symptoms in so many ways.
Correct. It changes the body's chemistry. But I see this every day. I see patients come into me. I saw one person who's had 6 months of back pain. He's had some physical therapy, but he hasn't slept more than 3 to 4 hours a night for almost 6 months. Well, first of all, they've shown if you just deprive normal volunteers without pain, you just deprive them of dream sleep, which is stage 5 sleep, they all develop back pain within 10 to 14 days. Second of all, when you haven't slept for 6 months, you can't make any decisions reasonably anyway. Third of all, when you don't sleep, your body chemistry changes and your perception of pain goes up dramatically. So just going back to the basics, sleep is number one. By far and away, the first thing I always address every time. So I will not make a surgical decision until somebody's sleeping.
Wow. So, okay, so we take care of the variables first. We look
Correct.
Around at the anxiety and the sleep patterns and the stress management and kind of getting that nervous system not to remember and cause that pain in its own self with all those variables. What's next?
Well, then again, you have to define whether it's structural or non-structural. There is somewhat of a misnomer that you can, quote, feel physical therapy, injection, stress management. If you still have the pain, then you do surgery. Well, you should only do the surgery if you can see it. So even if you, quote, fail conservative care, that does not mean you do surgery. So surgery is only definitive solution if you can see it, period.
Only definitive if you can see it. How? On an X-ray, MRI?
Well, usually an MRI scan or a myelogram type thing, but you have to see a very specific lesion with matching symptoms. In other words, if you have a bone spur on the right and there's no right leg pain, it's not a structural problem. If the pain's on the right leg and matches that nerve, for instance, the L5, the lumbar fifth nerve root goes down the side of the leg, if there's pain on the side of the leg with a bone spur on the nerve root, the success rate of surgery is essentially 100%. It just simply works.
Well, because that's strictly mechanics, isn't it? I mean, that's strict right there. You see it. It's not a guessing game. You know, you're
Correct.
Not hoping that it's going to work after the fact. If you see the problem and fix the problem, then you are a mechanic in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. But see, what's happened is that somehow surgery has been held out as, quote, the definitive solution. And remember, I love doing surgery. I mean, I'm a very busy surgeon. I love to take a structural problem and solve it. And what I've learned over the years by being very specific about what I can and cannot solve, the success rate approaches almost 100%.
Wow.
Almost all surgeons are very technically competent. It's the patient selection process that makes a difference in whether your patients do well or not.
Now, you have a book, Back in Control, Taking Charge of Your Chronic Pain Treatment. Tell people where they can find that book and your website, Dr. Hanscom.
So I have a book called Back in Control, A Spine Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain. And the website's called www.back-in-control.com.
Back-in-control.com, taking charge of your chronic pain treatment. That's how you decide whether or not to go through with surgery. There are times you need to, and there are times maybe you just don't. Take in those variables. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and stay well.